Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos. We started Klal Yudalad, which is Halachos Hakdosh, which includes Halachos Mefarik and Soichet. And we're trying to define the Malacha of Dosh. So you said one explanation of the Malacha of Dosh is breaking something as opposed to Barir, where the items are not attached to each other, or not necessarily attached. The Malacha of Dosh is by definition that they are attached together, and you're breaking them apart. The difficulty with that explanation, and that's the Gemara discusses a case where a person causes a cluster of fruit to be detached from the tree which is holding it, and that goes under the malacha of dosh. Besides being kotzer, it's a form of dosh. So that would support this concept of it's breaking it from something which is holding it, and that's the classic case of threshing. That's what you're doing. The problem is that the case of milking, which is understood according to many rishonim to be a form of dosh, there's nothing which is attached over there. So the second explanation, which is possible to understand how we understand the malach of dosh, is that it's not necessarily attached, but that it is surrounded by it. The chayyim makes a combination of the two. Malach is adisha yudua, shilafarik oicho. The malach of adisha is known. Literally, dosh means to step on something, to tread on it, which is what they did when they threshed it. They would stomp on it and break it apart. Shilafarik oichol is to separate the food. Ulafridim min hashibolim v'hashavitim, to separate from the shibolim, from the stalk. V'hashavitim, and in the scenario of, let's say, of a pod, the shavit is referred to as the pod, as opposed to the bean, which is inside of the pod. V'chein kol davar shedarach lefarik ulahavdiloi midavar shenivleboi chayiv. So anytime a person is going to separate, break apart, lefarik is to break apart into pieces, separate pieces, ulahavdiloi midavar shenivleboi chayiv. So he uses the language of breaking it apart. He also uses the language of something which is, it's absorbed in it, and it's found inside of it. So, for example, the person squeezes out the liquid from the grape. So that is the malach of schita, which goes under the umbrella of the malach of dosh. I don't have to say that the liquid of the grape is attached to the grape in order to say that it's malach of dosh, similar to the case of the milk, which is clearly held inside of the cavity of the udder, but it's not attached to the udder. On the other hand, a person is breaking the kernels off of the stalk, so the husk is holding the kernel inside of it, so the kernel is found inside of the husk, but it's attached to the husk. A person takes nuts and breaks them open. So we differentiate between what type of husk we're referring to by the shell of the nut. And that needs to be clarified, but that would theoretically go into the malach of dosh. He had also the firing of pulin, shikarim babas, minashavitim, taking peas out of a pod, taking beans out of a pod. Filamasha rotsa lechol alter, even if you plan to eat it immediately. In other words, by barir, we know there is a heter, a non of la alter, for a person is separating, sorting the good from the bad for immediate use. It's permitted. Over there, all he's doing is sorting. He's not actually it out, but he's not breaking them apart. But if he's breaking them apart, so breaking the beans out of the pod that they're found inside is a darash shenivleboi. It's inside of it, and that's considered for our purposes as if it's attached. And then one would be over this or dosh to do that in the malach of dosh. There's no heter of la'alter. And kitni shenizkashu. Peas which the pod has become old and hard, so he's going to differentiate now between pods which are edible and not edible, certain types of peas, snap peas, you eat the pod. So over there, since the pod and the pea is all edible, we don't look at the pod and peas being two separate entities, it's all part of the food. So breaking it apart is going to be permitted. It's only true when you have something which is inedible, comparable to the husk and the stalk of the grain. And then there's the grain, which is the food item, that they're distinct and different in that sense. That's what the Malach of Dash applies. A person is breaking apart two sides of a food, or even one type of edible food from another type of edible food, which are attached to each other. That's not going to be prohibited because of Dash. So if the Niskash or Shabitim, they become hard to the point that they're not Roy Lachila, it's also Rafil Malam Barish, it's supposed to be Shlahachmer, and even to do it with a Shinui, as opposed to the way you would break them apart is you would roll them in the palm of your hand. He wants to roll them open using the tips of his fingers, which is much less effective. So that's a Shinui. And now as he rolls them, they break open and they break apart. It's also to do that, even though it's clearly a Shinui, it's not going to be Chayiv, but it's also to do so. If, however, they are still edible, you're allowed to open them normally. Therefore, the case of the sharbet, the pod, is still edible. It's like cutting the food from food. It's like cutting an apple in half. That's not the malach of dosh. That's not problematic. Have a good day.